Hey, welcome to Collarworks Radio. This is Justin Baker, and with me today is Lisa Sakalianos Carter. How are you doing?
I'm really well. How are you?
I am good. Thank you for being here and talking about everything that is awesome. So we're going to just kind of circle back. If you're tuning in now, if you're listening now, earlier we were talking about your process of making work and a lot about the materials, but the work is more than that. It deals with a lot of ideas about contemporary culture and how you see it and how you want to, in a way, just kind of reading through your artist statement. What I found really like interesting is that you talked about creating like this new mythology, or maybe that's the wrong word, maybe a new reality in going forward and making a world that is your own, which to me, like as an artist and someone who looks at art, that's kind of one of the most fascinating aspects of art that I like to think about and look at. So maybe if you wanted to talk a little bit about that and some of the imagery that you deal with, that would be interesting.
Great. So I'm into, like I said, like really into different luminescent materials and playing with like light and dark, like, matte and glossy, smooth and rough, like those different, I guess, binaries. But then also, but as far as like the content, it's like the images started as this idea of like creating, like, as you said, like a new mythology, and also, like protectors and these gods or goddesses or whatever that, would sort of, I mean, as a very personally, like surround me and protect me from racism and bigotry and day-to-day like microaggressions that I would hear and experience. And so that was sort of what it started as, is like a very like, okay, how can I, what if like a giantess came in and just like swatted everyone out of this scene? Sort of, I just was like feeling a lot of like rage, I guess, internal rage. And then I was just like imagining how to deal with that, those feelings. And this was like, it was maybe 4 years ago that it started. I started thinking about these images and like, beings. And then I started imagining, and because hair is such a, like a loaded within the Black people and Black community, it's such a loaded and like, important and significant, aspect of Blackness. It just felt like, and for Black people, and then it's like with outside of that, like non-Black people, there's a lot of feelings about it as well, and that's just like through experience and also like formal education or whatever, just knowing the way that people respond to Blackness and Black aesthetic and physicality. And so I started to imagine like these sort of, it's, have you ever seen Fern Gully?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, there's like that smoky villain, and it's like a pollution villain, and that's just like something that sticks in my mind as from the 90s. And so I was imagining some sort of like, I mean, it's a pretty negative image, but like this like sort of ghost darkness. And I started to think about braids and putting those kind of taking over the head or the face, and like what if this thing that's like a part of our identity and such a big deal became like who we are, became infused with like our being. And so that it started out very basic, like if I could show everyone what the actual images look like, it's hilarious. But like then it started to become more sophisticated, and my like collaging ability became it developed. And so that was how that started. And so then it was like at first just the crowns, which is what I call like the heads of them, and then it sort of started to give them bodies and imagine them being these like beings of the future that are like that we develop into, but then that also maybe come back to kind of tell us the story of like what will happen if this continues, this being like racism and like anti-Blackness. And then also they're like sort of like they're also ancestral and And so, like, there's, like, this, like, going back and forth on, like, the timeline. It's, like, there is no they're just from every point in time, if that makes sense. And, yeah, so that was, like, how it started. And so, yeah, they're just becoming more, like, themselves. And I'm creating, like, a world around them and, like, a narrative and just wanting to expand on that.
Okay. Huh. That's super interesting. The images that you talked about being very older or cruder, are like, just to reference on some what I've seen, are those the ones that are like, it kind of looks obviously like a portrait, like a photographic portrait with braids right on top?
No, yeah, those are definitely older, but those aren't even, those are like not the ones I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, okay. Those are actually like a step above the.
Okay, because I really like those.
Yeah, no, I like those too. Yeah, and I want to do more like that actually. I forgot. Yeah, okay. I definitely want to do that. No, this is like the very basic. Okay,
so
yeah.
Things we might never see.
That's like retrospective good. In okay. 20 years.
Yeah. Like, right, sketch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I have stuff like that. Yeah. But it's funny how simple an idea can start. Yeah. Like, you do one thing and it's like a gesture almost, and then you keep expounding on the gesture and it's like you refine it and you make it and it becomes an idea, and then all of a sudden it's a world and you're creating this mythology that's quite vast and interesting and beautiful. So
thank you. Yeah, I love it. I love the possibility in it.
The possibilities are, yeah, endless. But so that's quite interesting. I think that's what like keeps me interested in looking at the work, is that there's this, it's not just beautiful, but it's also evocative and it's has all these ideas wrapped up in it. I can't help but thinking about it, because I don't know if you've ever looked at the work of Joseph Beuys, the German like conceptualist.
I don't know.
He had this crazy, like, not crazy, but you know, he had this made up mythology about himself because he grew up as a young German during World War II, which is not a great time to be a young German. And so for him, he had to rationalize his being, and he created this really fantastical mythology about himself, where he came from. Yeah, not that that's what you're doing, but
no, but I understand that
the idea of a mythology or a world is certainly interesting. Well, it's really fascinating. A couple of things I wanted to just talk about with you as an artist, working artist, living in upstate New York. Earlier we had talked about your showing exhibition and how you're getting your work out. Recently, you were awarded the fellowship at the Vermont Studio Center. And then this coming summer, you have a residency at Yadu in Saratoga Springs. Just as an artist who's getting started in their career, maybe if you wanted to tell us a little bit about how important those opportunities are, or, you know, maybe what they did for you, like, as an artist, like, you know, what it allowed you to do.
Absolutely. It was incredible. And I encourage anyone who can and has the time and space to do that to apply to as many residencies as possible. But being at VSC, the Vermont Studio Center, that was my first and only fellowship thus far. And then, as you said, I'm doing Yaddo in May. But it was amazing because I just had a incredible studio, and just like 24 hours a day, I could be in my studio and I didn't have to do anything. I did, but I could just like think and process and imagine. And I wasn't like worried about work. I was getting fed 3 times a day.
They fed you.
Yes. That's nice. Okay. Yeah. That was like the best. And it just felt like so, I don't know, just like internally spacious. Like, also I had this, like, so much space. It's like in northern Vermont. It's really beautiful and cold and snowy, but it also felt like such a huge opportunity to get to just sit and like think about my work and imagine what I want, and then have that, the literal space to get to actualize that. I want to do as many as possible. Also, I'm a parent, and so like having that space away from like parenting and family was a really big deal too, and I never really experienced that before, so that was really wonderful. And then getting to go back to see my family was great, you know, after that.
What's your basic studio like now? Are you, do you have a studio at home? Do you have one outside of home?
I have a studio outside of home. It's I share a studio with like four other people. And it's an open space. And then it's just like little, I don't know how many.
Is that in Albany?
Yes. Yep. It's in downtown Albany. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're not in the McGreevy lab.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh, interesting.
So
oh, that's a great studio.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Okay,
yeah. I love
cool.
it. And the people are great. And
right.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here. And I look forward to seeing your work. And again, I'm here with Elisa Sakalionos Carter, and her work is going to be in the Opalka Gallery opening February 12th. Everyone should go check it out. It looks like an amazing show. And thank you again.